everybody. How's it going? Long time no cast, bros.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I just had a terrible thought all up in your MP3 player of choice.
Episode 112, where you been, Kyle?
Sometimes I have shit to do.
I get
busy, too. I know you think I just sit around here all alone, sad. And watching,
I didn't think that.
Watching TV shows on the internet.
No.
Sometimes I got shit to do. All right. So what'd you think of Simon?
I love Simon. He's great.
He's a good bloke.
Yeah. Took me a while Simon. To warm up to him.
Yeah, it was...
To figure him out.
It was weird because I think I mentioned before that my roommate Mike is moving out.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so I needed a new roommate and I didn't know what the fuck I was going to do.
Yeah, shit, man.
So I posted on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little while later, everything kind of worked out because our friend John needed a place.
Yep.
And just coincidentally right around the same time. So I'm like, oh, perfect.
Perfect.
Then I get an answer to my Craigslist ad.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I felt bad. Like, it's perfectly normal. People put ads for apartments online all the time and they get filled. Eventually somebody's going to respond to the ad and you're going to have to say, sorry, it's full, you know. But I felt bad. I felt weird about it. And he sent me this message and he's like, oh, I need a place to stay. And I was like, I'm sorry. I don't have the room. It's been filled.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was going to be the end of it. But he got back to me again and he explained to me that he's a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And then he doesn't take up a lot of space. He really just needs a corner to crawl into his shell in at night.
Yep.
And just some place to be indoors. And he was willing to pay a third of the rent. So I was like, all right.
Fuck yeah.
Fine. Sure.
Sign up.
And at first I was kind of excited when he told me via his message that he was English.
Mm.
I was like, oh, man. Because, I think I've expressed before, I have a mild interest in accents.
Yeah.
And, I was badgering Gavin, trying to get him to teach me to do his accent.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is perfect. I'll get this turtle to teach me to do an English accent. Well, as it turns out, at least according to the forums, he sounds a bit Australian.
Yeah.
Plus, I was listening and his accent's all over the place. I don't even know. Like, it's kind of English, but I don't know. So I don't think I'm going to be learning an accent from him anytime soon.
But in the UK, I think you walk 20 feet in any direction and there's a different accent. It's slightly different.
Everywhere maybe it's a turtle accent.
Yeah, maybe.
Specifically.
Yeah, that he didn't pick up right away, as being a turtle.
Maybe he's from like a little turtly suburb somewhere.
Yep.
So anyway, Simon, the reception in the forums was a little bit mixed,
mm-hmm.
with the loudest opposition coming from one Marley Kins.
Yes.
Jeez, Marley Kins.
Jeez.
I can't believe, I could see being annoyed with Simon, but what did she say here? Let me see. What in the actual fuck just happened? I want Kyle back. Simon, you suck. With like a million exclamation points. Marley Kins.
When I read that, I fell out of my chair. I was so like, oh,
he sucks.
So mean.
And then she says, turtles are not human beings and therefore do not deserve human rights, such as polite decency. Turtles don't belong on podcasts. Go back to where you came from, you turtle, before I make you into a soup.
Ooh.
First of all,
danger,
Marley Kins. That's not nice. And secondly, who eats turtle soup? I mean, I've heard of it, but like, I think the only time I've ever heard of it really was on the Ninja Turtles when Shredder would say that to them. Like, I'll make a soup out of you. Yeah. Who eats turtle soup? Nobody. That is an idle threat, empty threat.
Well, if you live on, in an area where there's lots of turtles and no other source of food.
Then Marleykin said she's going to start a petition when she gets home, and its aim is to make sure Simon never appears on HHAT again.
Mm. When I read that, I heard like the really low key on a piano. Boom.
Oh, no. And she did start an anti-Simon petition. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody signed it, but I'm not even sure how you're supposed to since it's a forum thread. Like, I hope she's not counting everybody who posts in the forum thread as a signature.
Yeah.
She says, Simon is a rude, mean turtle. I am starting this petition because I feel that no turtle should ever be on HHAT again. It is I just had a terrible thought, not I just had a terrific turtle. Also, it's so not cool to replace one co-host with someone else entirely. It appeared as though nobody knew where Kyle actually was. And instead of trying to find out where Kyle was, this bitch Simon was all, let me do the podcast. I asked him to. I mean, I think he mentioned that. I asked him to. Anyway, clearly Kyle was prepared to do the podcast. He had all his podcast stuff open and this Simon kept picking on Kyle and making it sound as if Orion was dumb. I did listen to the episode.
Yeah.
He did pick on me a little bit. you know, the making fun of me being all whiny and stuff. But to be fair, I'm a little whiny sometimes. And he called someone when they were about to fall asleep. What is this nonsense? Well, he said, you know, he's not used to the time difference. He wasn't really thinking about it. What has this world come to where turtles can replace podcast host or even be on a podcast at all? Anyway, here are my demands of this petition. I think they are fairly reasonable. Number one, an apology from Simon for being a dick on the podcast and just taking over Kyle's hosting duties. And number two, if Simon chooses to make the apology on the podcast, then after the apology, no more Simon on the podcast ever. He can still be in the forums because who am I to deny anyone, even a turtle, the joys of listening to Idge Hat and participating in the forums? These are two very reasonable requests. Please sign if you agree. Well, I talked to Simon about this, and we both agreed he is not apologizing. So, and he will probably be on the podcast again at some point in the future.
Good.
So
he's likable.
I guess take that.
Yeah.
So you guys talked an awful lot about this program called False Flesh.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see in the forum thread for the last episode, the tutorial video that was posted?
No.
Really? You didn't?
Fuck!
It's so bad. It's it's apparently an official thing. It's like from their web space.
Oh, man.
And all the program
God,
is...
I miss this shit.
All the program is it lets you select the person's head out of a photograph, and it doesn't do anything to detect the head on its own. You have to do it manually.
Nice,
you have to like trace the head, and then you push a button and it cuts the head out. So now there's no background. You select a background and you select a body. It doesn't do anything to even remotely try and match stuff. The closest thing you can come to like trying to match skin tones even is like messing with the hue and the contrast or something. It's horrible.
Jesus.
You might as well do it in MS Paint.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can do that in Paint.
Yeah, you can get nudie pictures and ridiculous cliched beach scenes on Google Image Search for free. I don't know why anyone would ever pay for that. Like, if I were them, I never would have put that video on my website. Yeah. I would have been like, you know, let's leave it mysterious.
Yeah.
What are the, nobody's going to ever complain in any real meaningful way. Like, we're not going to get sued by anyone.
Exactly.
Like, could you imagine having to go to court because... The software you paid for so that you could creepily Photoshop pictures of your friends naked didn't work the way you expected, didn't work as advertised.
Yeah, that wouldn't be cool.
You have to sit in court and testify about this. Yes, I was browsing Facebook. I got a picture of my friend Jill, and I decided I wanted to see what she looked like naked, you know? And then I downloaded this software because I'm a creep, and it didn't work. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
So that's dumb. Okay. I'm drawing a blank. I expected us to talk about things.
Oh, False Flesh.
Yeah, False Flesh is done. Fuck False Flesh. See, this is why Simon hosted the podcast last week, because I'm not really that good at it. John said he thought it was pretty impressive of me to do that voice the whole time, even while laughing and or singing, unless, of course, Simon is a real turtle, which he may well be, and he is. I don't think I could have kept that up for, what was the show? It was like an hour and 20 minutes or something?
Yeah, I can vouch for that. Yeah,
John. I don't think I could have pretended to be a turtle.
There was a turtle here.
Yeah, well, you need to start wearing your contacts, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I admit I should have given you a heads up, like, oh, I'm not going to be around, but he's considerably smaller and greener than me.
I don't like to look at you when I do this.
I would have expected you to notice.
Just kind of stare off into space and, so. Took me a minute. I apologize.
I can see that.
But yeah, he was here.
Oh, wow. Well, Ryan, I have something that I'd like to share with everyone.
Good.
I am smitten.
Not sure what that means. Please explain.
You don't know what smitten means.
No, I don't.
It's, I'm infatuated.
Okay.
Either like, can you see all the little cartoon hearts just bubbling around my head?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Now you're lying. But that's okay. You're trying to play along. That's all right. I'm smitten.
All right. About what?
Oh, my God. I think I need to pay for you to take some improv classes or something. I am smitten. Okay. Sure. Whatever you say.
Sounds like a bummer.
No, it's not a bummer.
I know.
Oh, God. Part of me wants to start the show over.
Take me with you, Kyle. What's going on?
Oh, God. This is the worst beginning to an episode.
No, I've not said
that before, but I didn't mean it like I mean it this time. This is the worst beginning to an episode ever. If this is somebody's first episode, they will have turned it off before I have had a chance to say that this is the worst episode ever. So I'm smitten.
Would you like to know with whom?
David.
With whom? All right.
Her name is Kate Beckett. Kate Beckett.
Mm-hmm.
She's a detective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A homicide detective. And I've been spending a lot of nights with her recently. And she's super cute.
All right. Well, what's her name again?
Kate Beckett.
Kate Beckett. Sounds familiar.
Does it?
Oh, man. Kyle.
You may have seen her around.
My reaction will only get better the more you tell me. So please continue.
God damn. So, I first was introduced to her the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I was hanging around and watching TV shows on the internet. And I was, a lot of my shows are off right now. So I was like, oh, I got to find a new one. And I'd heard of this show Castle mm-hmm. for a while, but I'd never seen it. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'll give it a shot. Why not? Right. It's got three seasons. It can keep me busy for a while if it's any good.
Mm-hmm.
So I checked it out. Detective Kate Beckett, I'm telling you.
I don't know, man.
She's a cutie.
Eh?
I want to hug her all night long. From dusk till dawn, I'll hug her like a zombie.
Oh, man. My memory serves me correctly. Can you Google her real quick so I can check it out and then react for the listeners?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Let me see. I think I got to use her real name, which is some bullshit foreign thing. Is that it? Yeah. These aren't good pictures. This one. No, that's horrible. God damn it, Google image search. Do me a favor. I'm trying to be smitten here. Well, these really aren't good pictures. Here's a good one.
Mm.
That's a pretty good one.
Ah.
See, the problem, though, is that it's not the actress. It's not the actress that I'm smitten with. It's the detective.
It's the character. It's,
yeah. Because I've seen her, you know, I've done this Google image search thing before because, you know, I was looking at jerk off.
It's like gross.
They're not gross. It's just that, I have this with a lot of actresses, actually. They'll be like super hot in a movie or on a TV show mm-hmm. or something. And then you Google image search them or something. You see other pictures of them and it's all like bullshit fashion shit.
And the hair's all like stupid, crazy, artistic. Shit. Yeah.
But this picture I pulled up that I said was a good one mm-hmm. is a pretty good one. I mean, it's pretty normal looking, but it's like some red carpet bullshit.
Yeah, she's trying to look too pretty.
Yeah.
Very unrealistic.
I'm not really into the girly girl mm-hmm. thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm so smitten, because she doesn't really do that often on the show.
Ah.
And she's tough as nails, bro.
Ooh.
But she's got a soft spot, mm-hmm. you know? And I just want to hug her all night long. I get this way sometimes. I get these little infatuations, these little celebrity crushes. For a long time, it was Veronica Mars.
Mm-hmm.
She's a cutie.
Yeah.
And now it's Beckett here. Beckett.
Alrighty. She, doesn't do it for me, but I haven't watched
really?
The show.
Okay,
I haven't watched the show, so I don't know. But
do you not think she's pretty? Let's argue about this.
It's she just doesn't grab me. I don't know.
Really?
Like
she's no Cameron Diaz.
No, man, I'm over her. I'm over Cameron Diaz. But I get what you're saying. Like the character can draw you in.
No.
Kate Beckinsale.
Well, Kate Beckinsale is also a hottie.
Yes, in some things, you know. Standalone, you Google her, and it's like,
name,
too pretty.
Name
too
some
British.
Things.
Underworld.
I knew it.
I hate that movie.
You're such
I
a
hate it.
Goth vampire
no.
faggot. So if I got Detective Beckett dressed up as a vampire,
no.
would that
no.
do it for you?
No.
She's adorable. I just want to give her a hug.
You want to hug her all night.
That's how I know
until
I'm in love.
She makes the move. And
that's
you're
how
like,
I know I'm in love.
Hey, I'm cool.
Here's
Let's
the thing.
Do it.
I watch porn and I jerk off.
Yeah.
I don't ever get the urge to hug porn stars.
Okay.
I want to hug her.
Hey.
I want to hug her all
like
night long.
Sounds like love to me.
Mm-hmm.
But a freaky kind of love. Like you don't want to get married to her. You just kind of want to
keep
her underground and cuddle her.
I don't
want
to keep
her.
Where am I
all
gonna,
to yourself.
Underground. Do you mean underground like... Metaphorically, or like literally underground, like
literally.
In my bunker,
yeah.
where I keep Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
I'm funny. Done with her. She's wasted away. I stopped feeding her.
It's not a dungeon if it's nice and cozy and homey.
Right. It's not like I chain them up. I mean, there's like five locks on the door. There's no need.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're hating on Beckett.
Oh, Jesus.
She's fucking adorable.
Ugh.
You don't go for the adorable, huh? You just go for the teeth. It's all teeth with you. That explains it a lot, actually. You have a teeth thing.
I do, man.
Fucking vampires. It makes sense.
Oh, you know what's weird? Adriana Lima. Do you know her?
I don't know her teeth.
But I love her teeth, but I hate her face. Her face. Like, if I could just...
You're like a serial killer. Like, I could totally picture you having like a wall of teeth. Just like a bunch of like double-sided tape with teeth on the wall.
There was this one Maybelline commercial, and I'm just watching it, whatever, it's on. And she was in a car, just kind of bobbing her head to some music, and she smiled, and I was like, oh. And ever since, I had to find out.
Came in my pants.
Like, who is this? And then...
Who is your dentist? My God, I gotta get his number. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So, like, have you tried to get Aldi to have, like, dental surgery?
No.
Like,
no.
I need you to get your cuspids enhanced.
No. But, yeah, I was into her for a while, Adriana Lima.
Yeah?
And I'd look at images, and she wasn't smiling, so I'd, like, get bored. And then I saw a video, and she spoke, and it was like, oh, I'm done. Fuck it. She was so not...
Where's she from? She's not from here.
I'm not sure. I didn't
foreigners. So what is it that you hate about my Beckett?
She kind of looks like she's been reconstructed.
What? Wait a minute. Maybe this is a bad picture.
Okay.
We find another one. Oh, this is a... See, this would be a good one, but it's not because it's like a bad photo, but it's her like kind of in character. She looks like she's been... What the fuck does that even mean? Like from like Frankenstein, like patched together from other people's body parts?
So mad.
Okay, well, let's try this one.
She got in a horrible car accident and...
Try these.
They did what they could.
There's a few here.
All right, I'm coming.
Okay. My God, I can't... don't you want good things for me? Look at this cutie.
Yikes.
Huggable. Okay, now what? Does she still look like she's been cobbled together from various corpses?
With enough makeup, it's okay.
Oh, right. Shit. My God.
Turtleneck is a must.
It's like, you don't like her neck?
I don't know, man.
What's wrong with her neck?
Just.
Oh, my God. This is why I don't share.
I want to say, just kidding, Kyle, April Fool's.
God, I forgot about April Fool's Day. Yeah, anything fun? Anything April Fool's-y happen with you today?
I had a coworker who thought it'd be hilarious to tell everybody that he told off like the boss and got fired and sent home. And everybody kind of took it seriously.
Yeah.
And it spread. Like everybody was... People were calling other people. Did you hear? And he put this on Facebook. And then I ran into him. I hadn't read it on Facebook, but... He's like, oh, you won't believe what I did. And then he told me, and I was walking around, and everybody was like, did you hear? They sent so-and-so home.
Right.
He told so-and-so off. And I'm like, oh my God, what an idiot. But it was so weird, because where I work, it's like the littlest thing, because it's so boring there.
Right.
Well, people will just gossip. It's crazy.
Like a bunch of old ladies.
Yes. It was interesting.
See, the problem,
but I don't give a shit about that.
The problem with April Fool's Day is that most April Fool's jokes are blatantly obvious. Like, yes. Websites and stuff, yeah. They post shit. I did it last year.
Yeah.
And they post shit like that's so blatantly obviously not real.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other kind of joke, April Fool's joke, is just mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not really a joke. Yeah. It's just you're being a dick. Like, you're just trying to trick me. Like, I'll see, like...
Cut your brake lines.
Like, somebody will pretend, like... I'm talking about the internet again, but somebody will be like, I just released this really super cool thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if like a video game, maybe. Like, I just released a super cool update for the video game. Ha ha, didn't happen.
That is horrible.
You know, or... Yeah. It's always bullshit. Or, like I read a while back, somebody was talking about how they were gonna, I think it was on Reddit. They were going to pretend to be pregnant for April Fool's Day.
Yeah. Jesus.
And like trick, it was a chick saying she was going to pretend she was going to be pregnant and trick her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
holy
fucking
shit.
Horrible. Okay.
It's like Aldi pretending she had a miscarriage.
Oh,
like,
God.
Orion, I'm sorry. Could you imagine, like, you wake up, you're groggy, Aldi's been up for a little while.
Yeah.
And she comes in, like, white as a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Orion, I don't know what happened. She drags you into the bathroom and there's just like blood and meat in the toilet. And she's like, I don't know. And she's just got blood all over her crotch. And then she just, and you're like about to cry. And she starts laughing. April Fools.
Ooh, it's just, that would.
They're just mean.
I wouldn't even know how I would react. Because that would be really funny.
But, I guess, yeah.
But I'm already going through these mixed emotions, you know, I've never felt before.
And what if, like, headphone. We're having some technical difficulties today. The thing about that is, what if it backfired? Like, if she, like, pretended to have a miscarriage and you were, like, relieved, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because you don't know how a person's going to react. Like, you could have this whole time been like, oh, my God, what the fuck? Yeah. Shitting yourself. Mm-hmm. But, like, what are you going to do?
Yep.
And then, like...
Just to make her feel better. Like, hey...
Yeah, she doesn't know.
You can always make a new one. It's cool, you know? Shit happens. We didn't even know it, you know?
Right. Right, yeah.
I was just kidding.
You know? God. Ugh. But, yes, shit like that just makes me want to ignore the holiday even more. The ritual. April Fools. It's like a meme, you know, you see it one too many times and you're like, you don't give a shit anymore. Fuck it.
Yeah. I think
that
I told the story
was back when I was in like,
I think I
first
told
this grade.
Story like a year ago or whatever about how when I was a kid, I would play April Fool's jokes, but I didn't really do it very well.
What I would do is
say like I remember, I don't remember what I said, but I told a teacher once, like something happened. Like, I got a new bike. And she was like, oh, really? And I was like, April Fools.
What a piece of shit.
I'd want to beat you.
It's so like irrelevant to anything. Yeah. And it's not really a joke. Like, that's just a lie. And then a confession. It's not an April Fool's joke.
Like, most adults hate kids anyway, but a kid that comes up and says that, you just want to strangle it.
Like, hey, Orion, I got paid today. Yeah. Okay, really? No, I get paid on Wednesdays, April Fools.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so, you know, Damn Bambi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Posted a little story in the forums about Minecraft, about some Minecrafts. And I thought, it's kind of a Minecraft true story, so I thought I'd read it.
Ooh, yeah, because I haven't gotten to that yet.
It's a short story by D.P. Bambi. And I don't know what the P stands for.
I don't know.
Damn Pussy Bambi.
Okay.
A few days ago, I left the comfort of the church to find myself some wolves. Cute, cuddly, deadly, awesome wolves. On my journey, I encountered a skeleton in a tree. Skeleton in a tree? I can't talk. A brown sheep? A dungeon? Wolves. Sounds like a perfectly delightful evening. However, today was not all candy and unicorns. Here's what really happened. After encountering and boning a pair of young wolves, the sun began to drop below the horizon. I decided to set up a base and wait until morning. I came to a particularly charming part of the landscape featuring a large hollowed out section of a cliff with numerous caves branching off. I went about crafting stacks of glass in preparation for what was soon to become Bambi's beach base. Nearing the end of the smelting process, I heard the faint sound of boning. Thinking nothing of it, I continued on with my work. It wasn't until a stack of glass fell from my hand and into one of the aforementioned caves that I discovered the source of the mysterious boning. I sheepishly peered over the edge of the cave and was startled to find two skeletons staring back at me. After regaining my composure, I stocked up on food and arrows with the intent of claiming back what was rightfully mine. Bow in hand, I leapt from above, uttering a courageous battle cry. Time to school some fools! I got trapped in a corner and died. No biggie, I thought. The new update lets me respawn at my last bed. I was wrong. I had lost everything. My loot, glass, tools, and almost importantly, and most importantly, Dog 1 and Dog 2, working titles, were all gone. I had to get them back, and fast. Time was against me. I ventured off for some time, but wasn't able to find my way back. I could feel the sinister presence of the despawn edging closer. Out of desperation, I searched online for a Minecraft overviewer. I've stayed away from these things until now because the temptation of cheating is all too great. However, too much was at stake here, and I'll be damned if I'm going to lose all my swag. My first choice was the well-known cartographer program, but unfortunately, the guy had started charging. I'm kind of broke at the moment, so I didn't really want to spend any money. For about 2 hours, I tried out multiple overviewers, but all required a knowledge of programming language. Some required additional programs just to function correctly. I taught myself some basic code. I installed the programs. It wasn't happening. I tried my best, but it was late. I was tired and I was grumpy. Eventually, I decided to bite the bullet. What's $10? Fuck it. My wolves need me. Clicking on the link, I was greeted with this.
Oh, not to worry. Cartograph G will always be freeware. If you somehow found the proposition of paying $5 reasonable, you're out of luck. I'm not accepting donations either. Contrary to unpopular belief, the absurd features displayed on the forum page are real. X-ray vision is a real but failed attempt at making a roofless view mode for use in the nether and to look for underground structures. Cake mode is simply wooloscopy with cake in place of wool. Upside down mode is made just for the joke and actually does what the name suggests. The interface screenshot is real too and included the newest Cartograph G version as a bonus.
April Fools, yo. Fucking LOL. So right, okay. I got a crap load of crap installed on my computer. You're a liar, and now I'm a fool. Bloody brilliant. What's also infuriating is that I have no right to even be mad at you because you're doing something nice, you prick. Why is this a thing? Who invented this abomination of a day? How can we unmake this? How can we make this not a thing? I fucking hate April Fools and all the babies spawned on this godforsaken day. The end. See, April Fool sucks.
Yeah.
Man, that's what I'm talking about.
That is harsh.
Fucking, you can have this program, but you got to pay for it. Well, all right, I don't want to pay for it, so I guess I'll just spend all day looking for something else, and then eventually be like, oh, I guess I got to spend money, and then eventually find out, you were just lying to me. Thanks, liar. Yeah, so it's bullshit.
That sucks. I feel
But wolves.
Pain. Yeah, wolves. New?
There are
I
wolves.
I haven't seen any wolves, but it's been a while since I played.
I got me a couple of doggies.
Ooh. Ooh.
I guess they're wolves, but it's like they're doggies once you get them, you know?
Yeah.
You tame them with some bones. That's what he was talking about when he said boning the first time. Mm-hmm. He said he boned some wolves. The other boning was, I guess, the sound of skeletons or skellingtons.
Yeah, skellingtons. Yeah. I like that.
But the dogs, man, you give them bones. And they love you. And their little hearts fly out of their heads and they get little collars and they follow you around. And if you attack things, they attack that same thing. So you can just be like, you can walk up to a enemy and punch him in the face and then just walk away and your dogs will take care of it.
Fucking it's pretty awesome. Cool.
It's pretty cool. And you can feed them pork chops.
Oh,
and they love it. And when they get in the water and then they get back out, they shake off.
They that's like, so cute.
It's adorable. And sometimes they'll just, if they're just standing there looking at you, they'll do that little head tilt thing that dogs do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where they tilt their head to the side and they're like, adorable. Almost as adorable as Detective Kate Beckett.
Ah, I was going to say if they ever created like a Marleykins character and put it in Minecraft, would the wolves just automatically attack it?
Ooh. Mean? I don't think so.
Okay,
that's mean.
Just joking. Shit.
Oh God. I'm gonna take a break.
All right. Jesus Christ.
Murder.
Mystery.
Crime.
Passion.
Fiction.
Fact.
Procedure.
Excitement.
Forensics.
Flirting.
Annoying.
Charming.
Wednesdays.
Caller.
Gosh.
All summer long.
Insufferable.
Smitten.
Armed.
Dangerous.
ABC's Castle. Wednesday at 10, 9 central, part of ABC's new summer season.
Welcome back from the break.
Yeah, welcome back.
So lately, things have been happening to me. I'm going to be moving. Like you are getting a new roommate. Roommate Mike's moving out.
Yeah.
Shit's going on with me. Ollie and I are moving. And I had to put my notice in through the apartment complex, and I had to fill out this form, and I thought it was kind of weird because it asked a lot of weird shit on it that I didn't know how to answer. And I'm filling out this form, and it asks, like, reason for leaving, and I sat there, and I couldn't think, like, because I'm thinking, what do they want to hear, you know, and what should I really put down, like, so... I couldn't think of anything. Like, shit happens, life changes. What am I supposed to say? I almost left it blank. Like, none of your business, you know? It also asked, like, what your favorite things were. What, like what you like best about your stay there. And again, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, what the fuck do you say to that? Like, this is hard. And I'm like, the best thing I like about living here, like, I almost wrote not being homeless. Like, Jesus Christ, what am I supposed to say? Oh, I love the neighbors, you know? Oh, speaking of which, things you disliked, I was going to write the blacks. Oh, but you can't write that. No.
I think you could. I don't really think you have to worry that much about it since it's like your exit letter.
I know.
But I think what they're trying, in theory, what they're trying to do, I don't think this is actually what they're doing because I don't think anybody there actually gives a shit.
Yeah.
But what they're trying to do is get useful feedback.
Feedback.
And you know, for the future. Like, what did you really like about this? Okay, they really like this. Like, because they get a bunch of these, you know, from people moving out.
Yeah.
Oh, they really like this. We got to step that up. They didn't like this. Like, we got to fix that. Of course, what really happens is they just take it in a file somewhere.
They don't give a shit.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
But in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, like, if I answer this really cool, maybe they give it to their, like, head company, the feedback, to see how their, you know, the sub company is doing. Because they're part of a bigger company that owns all these apartment complexes. Kind of like the company you, like, the apartment complex you live at has a parent company and all that bullshit. So I'm, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, if I answer this, like, you know, A++++, I'm always thinking maybe I'll win a prize, you know, some cash. They'll be like, "Woo, you just happen to love what we do and you made us look really good. Here's a fruit basket and a gift card."
Yeah.
But I knew that wasn't really the case.
Yeah, that sounds delusional to me.
I know.
Like, when has anything even kind of like that ever happened to anyone anywhere ever?
Yeah. I couldn't think. I just sat there like, what do I put here? And the list of things I didn't like goes on and on. Like, well, for one, my car got stolen. You guys don't have adequate lighting. It's pitch black outside the building. The neighbors suck.
Is this what you actually wrote? Or is
no,
this?
Okay. It's all in the back of my head.
Well, what'd you actually write?
Oh, man. I sucked up because I was like, what if I... I said... Because I live at Windridge Apartments. I said, what did you dislike? I wrote, nothing. Windridge rocks.
Jesus, faggot. Wow.
What did you like? Friendly staff, neighbors, people always willing to help. Some bullshit. I don't know.
Because I guess I could see how you probably shouldn't write anything bad.
Yeah, I get it's because, a game because I knew like their parent company would get this and they want to make sure they're doing good.
The reason I would not want to write anything bad is just in case like you apply for another apartment later.
Yeah.
And for some reason they want to check your references or whatever, which I don't think they ever do.
Why would they?
Like they always ask for your last like three addresses.
Yeah.
And they don't call these people. Like, first of all, you'd have to put down a phone number for them to call them. If all you're putting down is the address, they're not going to send a letter or like drive over there.
Yeah.
They don't ever check up on that shit. But if they did and you were a real whiny bitch, then maybe it could come back to bite you in the ass.
That was a little worry. Yeah. Like if I said, everything about this place sucks. And then I came back like years later to apply. They'd be like, well, you did say, hold on. This place fucking sucks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no dice, buddy.
I think if it were me, I may have just written weird shit. Like what do you like the most about the place?
Yeah.
The doors. I don't know.
Yeah, just you know that.
Because why? I'm not going to write out like a paragraph.
Yeah.
So the doors, they're nice doors.
Yeah.
And like, what was your least favorite thing about the apartment complex? The third stair. From the bottom in the stairwell.
Yeah.
It sucked. Worst stair ever.
I could have done that because what they left you little room to write anything. Basically like two words maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So they were only, what are you asking for? If I dislike a lot of shit, should I write see on back the rest? You know?
Jesus. What did you like the best about our apartment? The sex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Sounds good.
I should have.
Oh. I am, because my lease is soon to be up, that's why Mike is moving and I'm bringing on a new roommate because he was waiting for the lease to be up. I had to kind of figure out, what do I need to do to bring on a new roommate? I knew I had to somehow let them know.
Mm-hmm. There's some bullshit involved,
Mike wanted to know what he has to do because he's moving out and blah, blah, blah. I needed to renew my lease. So we went down there and they're making me fill out another application. Like, it makes sense that they want my my roommates to fill out applications because they haven't lived here. But they've got an application from me in a file, like in a cabinet down there. The info isn't really going to change. And I'm already here.
Has your name changed? No. Has where you live changed? No.
Right.
Well, all right.
So I don't know what they want from me. They want me to fill out another application.
Yeah.
And actually, the last time I filled out an application, it was a pain in the ass because I don't know any... Who knows this shit? Like, every time I fill out a job application or, like, an apartment application, it's like, list your last five addresses. I barely knew it when I lived there. And, like, all the, they want all these references from, like... They want all these phone numbers and names and stuff. Like, I remember I was filling it out at the place, and I was like, I used Mike's sister for the apartment application. Because I didn't, like, who are my references going to be? And who, like, I didn't know anybody's phone number. And they want, I think they wanted their addresses and stuff too. Like, what are you going to go see them sometime? Or is this just to prove that they, that the building exists? I don't know.
I think they're just looking for dirt because the first time, my first apartment, when they asked, you know, references, I just said, well, the last place I lived was with my parents, and they were like, okay, well then you don't have to fill that out. But if I did have previous, you know, apartments and I was a dick and I paid rent late, they want to know about that. Get an idea.
I don't think any of it fucking matters, because when I did fill out the application, there was a part that asked if you'd ever been evicted, and I said yes, and then they said, if so, why? And it was this tiny little space to write it down. And I said, it's complicated. And I really did write, it's complicated. I can explain if necessary. And nobody ever said a goddamn thing. So if you don't care about me being evicted and not giving a reason, then the rest of it has got to be bullshit. He's been evicted. Let's not worry about that. But let's call this girl and find out what she thinks of him. Yeah, I'm chewing gum now because I don't give a fuck.
You sound like it,
yeah. So really, you don't like Beckett? It sucks, man. It sucks. What if I brought her home? What if I was like, what if she wasn't on
different.
TV?
Yeah, that's different.
What if she wasn't on TV and I was just like, what do you think of this girl?
I'd have those eyes, though, skeptical eyes. Like, because I'm old enough where bitches don't grab me right away. Like, I'm not like, ooh, she looked at me. Oh, butterfly.
Well, you better not be like, she looked at me with my lady. Jeez. But
I'm very skeptical of girls. Like today, this gorgeous, I guess you'd say, good-looking girl came up to me.
Teeth. All teeth.
And asked for some help. And I helped her. But apparently she went to high school with some of my coworkers. And after I helped her, they come out. Like, she hasn't even had time to walk away. And they come out and they're like, ooh, did you get her number? Oh, I went to high school with her. She slept with like every guy. And I'm cringing like, ugh, you know?
Could she hear them?
Probably. Yeah. Fucking dicks. I had to yell at them because they do
dummies.
That a lot. Like, there will
so
be
did
a,
you get her number?
No. God, I don't. I didn't give a shit. Just, yes, I will say, yeah, she was gorgeous, but that's it. I'm not like, God, I immediately thought about poking her. And what it would feel like inside.
Did you think about hugging her?
No.
Well, then, you know, false alarm.
I don't think I've ever felt that way about a girl where I just look at her and I'm like, you know what? I just really want to get a hug from that.
Oh, man. Time to cancel that engagement then, because that's a surefire sign. You got to want a hug.
Yeah, but just exclusively?
No, I didn't say anything about exclusively. I just said I'd do it all night long. I can multitask. We can do other things.
Do you want to cuddle naked? Yeah.
Sure. I got two. I can one arm hug. Yeah. You know, change the channels with the other one.
But what was I saying? Yeah, I'm just skeptical of girls. If she was here, I still wouldn't be all over it. Like, oh, yeah, I'd bone her. I'd have to get to know her.
Why are you trying to bone my girlfriend?
That's just how every man, you know, can I get along with this girl? Would I fuck her? Yes. Okay, we can be friends.
That is, what is wrong with you?
I don't Why? Know.
What a thought process. Can I get along with this girl? Would I fuck her? Are those two things directly linked, or is that just a list of things you'd be thinking?
Directly linked, yes.
Yeah. So if you wouldn't fuck her, would you not get along with her? Is that how this works? I only get along with girls I would fuck.
Yeah.
You shallow asshole.
I know.
I am never introducing you to Becky. My God, she...
Or if you happen to meet a girl when you're out Your
when, when I'm out.
I'd be like, hi, how are you?
If I met a girl when I was out, I'd be skeptical. Because when I'm out, I'm at like the Wendy's drive-thru or the gas station. If I meet a girl at the Wendy's drive-thru or the gas station, then fucking murder
me. You never know, man. You never know.
We struck up a conversation. Yeah, yeah. She was buying a pack of Cools. I was buying some Marlboro Menthols. We both were coughing. You know, soulmates. Jesus. I don't even, I don't know. You got any things you want to talk about?
She's like waiting behind you like, just out of the blue, man, that fucking Super Mario crossover. Ooh. And you're like, excuse me?
Did you say something about things no one likes but me? Sometimes, this
you never know.
This isn't going to be depression talk, but sometimes I get, the only word I can think of is lonely, but it's not really lonely because it's not sad like that. It's just, it's actually frustrating, if anything.
Yeah. You got to face the facts.
Because like 90% of the things that I give a shit about in my own head, nobody
the
else.
Probability.
Nobody. Yeah. Not. I'm not even talking about girls. I'm talking about like nobody gives a shit about. Like I couldn't even talk to you about it because your eyes would just glaze over and you'd be like, yeah, no, that's cool. But you wouldn't mean it.
Yeah.
And I know that. So I don't tell people about that stuff. There was one time I was at a, I was a little tipsy and I was at a bar with some friends and one of them says something to me about Chrono Trigger, the Super Nintendo RPG. I don't know anybody who has even played Chrono Trigger, let alone gives a shit. And I was like, I was a little drunk and I was like, oh yeah. And I started talking about it and he started laughing. And then another friend was sitting next to him and he started laughing because that friend had put him up to it, to asking me about it.
Oh God, that's horrible.
I know, right?
Jeez.
Oh man, ask him about things he likes. This is going to be great. This is going to be great, man. Oh my God. He likes such bullshit. This is going to be hilarious.
Oh God, that's
all right. Ask him about it.
Oh, was it a girl or a guy?
It was a dude.
It was a dude.
Man,
if it was a girl, that'd be heartbreaking.
It wouldn't have been any more heartbreaking. Unless it was Beckett. If Beckett did that to me, my God. Like, I... just shoot me in the head.
Hi, Kyle. Do you like Chrono Trigger? Oh, let me grab my jaw off the floor. All right.
Oh, because she's... No, I wasn't sure what was going on.
Okay. She, you know, she's hot in like a foreign girl kind of way. Like, she looks like... if she was in this room right now... Part of my mind would be like, she's not from here. She's not familiar.
Okay. There's a clip I need to edit out of context and send to Aldi.
Oh, no.
She's hot in kind of a foreign chick sort of way. Like, if she was here, I'd be like, she's not from here.
Time to pounce,
Oh, so it's the wolf thing.
Yeah.
So that's why you're with Aldi, because her foreignness, her...
It helped her a little bit.
Foreign ignorance.
I would have never in a million
made
years
made her vulnerable.
Thought, like,
one day, Dad, I'm going to get with a foreign chick, because they just don't know their surroundings. And I'll be like,
hey, I'll show you all the ropes and my D.
There's so many good clips to cut out of context and send to Aldi.
I would have never thought in a million years. Oh. But it
but it worked out that way in the end.
Pregnant. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
What have I done?
Even more vulnerable now. All out of balance. You can push it down the stairs one hand.
Yeah.
But, oh, God. Shit. Yeah. So what else?
What else?
Yeah, because I'm out of shit. Like, I'm like really out of shit.
I am too, in a way.
Fuck. Okay. Well, let me see. What happened on the Facebook today? You know, the bullshit I do. I'm like, hey, tell me things.
Yeah.
Miss Nick says, Miss Nick uses vagina. It's super effective.
That's good to know.
Which I think is a Pokemon reference.
Is it?
Not the vagina part. The it's super effective. The uses part, I think. And then Marleykin says, I was off today and I took a wonderful nap. Talk about naps for a while. If the show was going better, I might laugh at that, like, haha, why would we talk about naps? That's a bullshit suggestion. But under the circumstances, what do you think about naps, Orion? Pretty good, right?
I know a lot of friends that take naps, and they're not as cool as me, so I've come to the conclusion, if I'm napping, I might as well kill myself.
Yeah, I enjoy a good nap, but I feel guilty when I take one. No, not maybe guilty is the wrong word. I don't like taking naps because... You know, I only have so much time.
That's what I was going
to
say.
And to spend the part of it where I would normally be awake, sleeping, just for the heck of it, is it doesn't appeal to me.
I have the worst problem Whether I take a nap or go to bed for the night, when I wake up, I feel like shit. Mm. It doesn't matter how many hours of sleep. It doesn't matter if I don't have to do shit the next day. I wake up and I feel like shit. So that's why even if I'm tired and I'm like, man, I need a nap, I'm like, no, I don't want to wake up later, like in 2 hours and feel like shit.
What do you mean you feel like shit? Like sick or just tired still or...
Really tired, yeah. You know, like after you've had some really deep REM dreams, you know.
I always wake up tired. Like I don't remember the last time I woke up refreshed. And I've slept, you know, like anywhere from 3 hours to 15 hours and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I don't ever wake up like feeling sick or anything like that. Like I think you told me once that you don't eat in the morning. You don't eat breakfast because... Mm-hmm. It would make you ill.
I feel ill. When I woke up today at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And for reasons that are boring, the apartment complex maintenance guys have to come in and bullshit and we have to hide the cats. So I got to get up early. But I was up early and I was just waiting for them to show. And they didn't. But when I was up, I'm like, man, I could maybe get a glass of water, some juice. But I felt ill every morning. If it's before 11 and I'm up, even when I'm doing something fun, like we get up early and we're going to Cedar Point and ride the roller coasters. We get up early for the trip. And we're in the car traveling, and I feel like shit because it's early. I don't know. Something's wrong.
Is this some territory we've covered before?
Yes, I believe so.
Because I feel like I've had this exact conversation. Because what I was going to say is that I always wake up tired, but there are times, like you just described, like we're going to Cedar Point, where like I'll wake up at like 4 in the morning because I have to for some kind of crazy special thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually kind of... a nice feeling for some reason. Not the waking up, but once I'm up, like being outside and the sun isn't quite up yet, but it's kind of up. And like, I know, like I'm like, there are lots of people who are still asleep and like, it's, I don't know. It's like, I'm entering a, like an alternate world that I've never see. And it's kind of fun.
I do feel guilty for waking up late.
Go out and get some donuts.
Yeah. It's like, if you get up early, your day seems to last longer. Despite the fact that if I wake up late, which I do, and I'm up the same amount of hours, but I'm like up till like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as long as when I wake up at like 9 in the morning and go to bed at like, I don't know, 11 p.m. The day feels longer when I'm up early. That's nice, but I don't know.
I get that feeling too, I think. But I think that's because I don't, like if I got up extra, well, I always get up early now because of my job. But if I was used to sleeping in until like noon and then getting up, and then staying up all fucking night till like 3 in the morning. And then one day I got up at 6 in the morning. I would probably still stay up till 3 in the morning. And that would be why it feels longer.
Yeah.
Because it is longer. There are a bunch of extra
literally
hours in the day.
Yeah.
But
naps.
Naps.
I don't know.
Mixed feelings. They're nice while you're having them. But,
Yeah, the people I know that take naps are always wake up and they're like, I had a really good nap.
No, yeah. Have you ever heard of the concept of power napping?
Yeah.
If you're on a long road trip by yourself, pull over to the side of the road, take a quick half hour nap.
Yeah.
That'd only make things worse. I can't. Yeah. You put me to sleep for half an hour. I'm just going to feel that much more sleepy.
Yeah.
There have been times when I've come home from work on a Friday knowing we're going to do the show and I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what? I'll take a nap. I'll be better.
Mm-hmm.
When you show, I'll wake up a little bit before you show up and I'll feel better. No, that's always a mistake. I stopped doing that because I would always feel worse. I just want to go back to sleep.
Yeah, welcome back to, I just had a terrible thought. Oh, Christ, what are we doing?
Then again, maybe I should have taken a nap today.
No.
I don't know. Also on the Facebook, Paul says, the only person who agrees with you on the whole Ghostbuster figure thing is a character you made up. Just saying. I think he's talking about Simon.
That's not cool.
Which isn't fair because I did not make him up. He is quite a character, though.
Yeah, he is.
But I do find his protesting quite humorous.
Mm-hmm.
The only person who agrees with you on the whole Ghostbuster thing is a character you made up. Just saying. Paul.
I'm so clever.
Well, I don't think he thinks he's clever.
I know.
Yeah, it's just
figured you out.
Okay. You want to hear about Chinese eggs?
Sure.
They're boiled in urine.
Oh, I didn't need to hear that.
While Vietnam has its share of bizarre and unusual foods,
yes, they do.
Here is a truly unique dish courtesy of the city of Dongyang in China's Xinjiang province. We have included Vietnamese comments and reaction below. Every early spring, a foul odor fills the air of Dongyang, Xinyang province. Dongyang people call it the smell of spring. Yuck. It is actually the smell of urine. And prepare yourself for this. Dongyang people boil eggs in boys' urine and sell them at 150 yuan, 23 cents, a piece. It sells like hot cakes, hot shakes. Oh, man, hot shakes.
I thought you were going to say just, hot shit.
Sells like hot shit.
No, hot shakes. It's melted ice cream, which sells amazingly, apparently. So they call them boy eggs.
Oh, God.
And they're boiled in little boy's urine.
Exclusively, yeah.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And they eat them up. It's the best.
Oh, man.
It's the smell of spring. It's the smell of urine.
Oh, man.
It's really gross.
Now, we've talked about weird shit we would try.
I wouldn't try these.
You wouldn't?
No. Oh,
would
man.
You? I'm curious because they...
If I want to try a urine egg, I'll make one.
Okay.
I have urine and I have access to eggs.
Different. There's some way they make it some
Chinese
special way.
Urine is better.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't. No. No, thanks.
There was the show that's coming on Discovery Channel or some shit. Some guy that it's all about cannibalism and he goes to all these different cultures that still exist and they practice cannibalism.
Mm.
And he's on in the preview. He's eating. Like they hand him some meat and it's clearly a cannibal show and he grabs it and he goes, you know what? Fuck it. That kind of look. And he eats it.
Did you see that on TV today?
A couple days ago.
Okay. I was thinking it might be an April Fool's joke.
Oh, no, no.
Clearly they are not showing a man eating another man on television.
God.
What channel is that on?
Oh, it was Discovery. There's so many fucking channels.
The whole
channels.
Thing sounds like bullshit to me. How many cannibalistic cultures are there? Left.
I don't know. They were all like African tribe looking.
I'm sure they'd have to be like living in a rainforest something. But how many of them could there possibly be? Like this show would be one episode long.
Yeah. And it made it out to be like they were eating their enemies. And I'm thinking like how many enemies are out there? And
they're all like,
God, I could really go for a man burger right now. And we really hate those neighbors.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. It does sound. Yeah. Now that
it's
I think about it.
It's gotta be
bullshit. But I was thinking, like, if someone handed you some meat and you were like, and they're like, yeah, that's people. Would you be like, oh, gross. Ugh.
Yeah.
Or would you ask for seconds? Like, I'll take another burger.
No, I wouldn't ask for seconds. Yeah. If somebody handed me some meat and I apparently didn't know what it was and didn't care and ate it. And then they were like, that's people.
But it's delicious. You know,
I
shouldn't throw that in the mix.
I don't think I would be as grossed out as I would just be offended.
Yeah.
You know, that you were feeding me a person and I'd be kind of freaked out because now I know you kill and eat people. But I don't think I would be grossed out so much. Like the idea of you eating human flesh doesn't itself carry this gross factor to me.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, if it was prepared like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What about you?
I'm just picturing me. I wouldn't because all I could think about is
you wouldn't like, what?
I wouldn't have like seconds. Like if I ate one,
okay, yeah,
and it was delicious, and they were like, "Would you like another one?" This is people. I'd be like, "No."
Would you? If they told you after like two bites and you had a bunch left, would you finish it?
Oh, that's tough because in the back of my head, I'm thinking. Was this guy a nice guy? Was he an asshole? I mean, what did they...
Is that what it would come down to for you? Like, hey, if he's a prick, I will have seconds, actually.
Yeah.
Who was he? Was he a lawyer? Fucking lawyers. Give me another one.
Yeah, maybe.
Give me some of that wrist bone. Yeah, I don't know. Human flesh. I guess I'm curious as to what it tastes like, but not curious enough to find out.
Yeah. That's the thing. I can't imagine it's too far off, you know?
From what?
From chicken.
Or, yeah. It's got to just taste like meat, right?
Yeah.
It's probably not that good either. Like, you know, the really good, delicious animals are always the ones that eat nothing but like shit and are sedentary.
Yeah.
They just kind of roam around in the field
yep.
slowly, like cows.
Do you ever hear about certain meat tasting worse if the animal died like... all stressed out and fearful or some bullshit. Have you heard about that?
I don't know.
Oh, where did I hear that? Like if the thing is freaking out, the meat doesn't taste as good as if it's like, oh, hello, how are you? You know, it never got a chance to like stress.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or have anxiety.
Do you know why people boil lobsters alive?
I'll never know.
I know I heard once, and it sounds like bullshit to me, but I heard once that if you don't boil it alive, you can't eat it. Like it's poisonous or something. Really? Or like it'll make you sick. Like if you kill it first and then cook it.
Like as it's dying, there are poisons spreading out throughout the...
I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
Toxin is released. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they have these little toxin glands that only... Like what a horrible evolutionary trait. Like yeah, what a horrible defense mechanism. It only works once you're dead.
Yeah. That reminds me... Sorry, this is off topic, but where I work, there's a lobster tank. And the other day, there was a lobster with it one claw up, just walking back and forth, marching. Okay. In the tank. And you can't help but like mouth over some kind of, you know, what they would be saying or thinking, like, I'm starting a revolution. And he's walking back and forth. We're getting the fuck out of here.
When I was a kid and we went to the grocery store, I always used to like go up to the lobster tank and just kind of hang out by it and watch them. Yeah, like it was an aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted us to buy one,
yeah,
but not to eat it. Like I just wanted to like, look at that thing. I want to hang out with it. I didn't want to hug it all night long,
mm-hmm,
but I just wanted to like play with it.
Yeah.
I never got to.
Mm.
You know what? A part of me as an adult has realized there's nothing stopping me.
Mm-hmm.
I could go pick up a lobster.
Oh, it's so horrible.
Do you think? No, not from me. I don't want to eat it.
Like, oh, yeah.
I could just buy a lobster.
For 20 some bucks.
I could buy a lobster bucks, and yeah, like let it go right? Like into the pond out here. And yeah, you know, like I could see a person saying that's cruel. Everybody else boils them alive. Yeah. You know, like
it's a little.
Do you think you could get charged with cruelty to animals for like being cruel to a lobster? Like if I bought a lobster and I'm just a horrible person and I like grab its taped off claws and just pull until they come off and it's alive. Do you think like I could get in trouble for that? Even though everyone else is boiling them alive?
Oh, there's no way you could. There's no way.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's interesting. God damn. Hmm. But in the back of my head, there's always somebody out there that's going to bitch about something.
Yeah.
And other people with the like mind will be like, yeah, that is cruel. You know, when you boil it, it's dead in seconds. But when you pull its arms out, it's suffering.
Yeah, I guess.
Mustache.
Well, in an attempt to find something else to talk about.
Yeah.
Speaking of people finding anything to be offended by.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on Reddit the other day, and I don't know if this is real or not, but it was presented as though it was,
mm-hmm,
somebody posted a letter that they supposedly got from their human resources department at work. And it says, Dear Mr., and then it's blanked out. Dear Mr. Blank, this letter will serve as an official letter of reprimand and confirms our recent discussion of the March 24th, 2011 incident. On that date, in the afternoon, I received a complaint from Mrs. Lash claiming you intentionally insulted her in the workplace. She says you showed poor conduct in your actions of holding a door open after she had informed you she did not require assistance. You then proceeded to chuckle at her and make a sarcastic apology that humiliated her in front of her peers. We do not agree with your actions and feel you attempted to make the work environment uncomfortable and embarrass Mrs. Lash. Your position as a consultant requires special attention to the feelings and thoughts of others as you were in charge of talking with clients. This type of behavior could reflect poorly on you and the company. Finally, I am extremely concerned that when I initially asked you about it, you were rather tickled by the accusations and did not admit to any wrongdoing. After being told by Mrs. Lash that she could manage to get through the door without you holding it open, you state you believed she was only being humorous. Mrs. Lash, however, clearly states she told you in a very direct and serious manner. Please be advised that our expectation is that a professional and helping manner will be maintained at all times. You should also be aware that additional incidents of this kind will cause for more severe disciplinary action, up to and including suspension and dismissal. This may also be reflected in a less than good evaluation with specific reference to quality of work and or cooperation if an additional incident occurs. A copy of this letter will be placed in your personnel file. Please feel free to contact me if you have any questions concerning this issue. So this guy was at work, coworker, was going to go through a door.
Yep.
He was probably also going through the door, but even if he wasn't, it doesn't matter. He grabbed the door, opened it, held it open for her, and she said, I can get the door myself. And he chuckled. Because what else are you going to do? Like if you're holding the door open for somebody and they say, I can do it myself, what else is there to do? Like, okay, yes, of course you can. I hold the door open for people all the time. Most of them could get it themselves.
You'd have to chuckle. It's like a natural reaction to like such bullshit. What was I going to say? You're just so taken back. Like, what a bitch.
I imagine what happened is she says, I can get the door myself.
Yeah.
And then he laughs and says, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, because yeah. I'm trying to help you and you're offended.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets called in for this and they're like, she was very offended by you holding the door open for her. And of course, like, that's ridiculous.
This sounds like a cubicle type work environment, you know, like an office job, yeah. Which makes me fearful of those types of jobs. Like, I'd never want to work in one of those because there's always weird shit like that, it seems. My dad worked at one, and I would like talk too loud or I would start laughing, and he was like, keep it down, you know, I don't want to get in trouble.
Mm.
And like, you had to walk on eggshells, you know, the whole time. Wouldn't want to offend anybody because he could get in trouble and fired for it.
Yeah.
Fuck off, man. But anyway.
I can't imagine, like, what is the justification for this? Like, the only thing I can think of, and I assume this is it, is that she felt that he thought that she was inferior and needed his help.
Yeah.
Like, this is somehow him trying to show dominance over her. But just if you've ever, like, if you're a human being who has lived in the world, this is something people do. You must be pissed all the time, mm-hmm. constantly. Like, every time you go anywhere and someone else is going through the same door as you, what do you just wait? You stop and wait for them to close it
yeah.
while they stare at you, wondering why you're not going through the fucking door? What an asshole.
What are you supposed to do?
How do you get through life?
Yeah. And what do you do now, you know, now that you've gotten this letter? Do you go apologize?
I guess.
Like, you don't mean it, but
right.
just to get it off your back and survive and keep your job.
I'm sorry I held the door open. Like, it's almost an unavoidable, like, unless he just stops holding doors open for people in general.
Yeah.
But like, what is he supposed to do? Just drop the door? Like, she's going through the door, just slam it in her face.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't understand how a person could be mad.
Yeah.
Like, there's no legitimate reason to be upset about this that I can think of.
And they're like threatening him.
Yeah.
There's no, look, we get it. She was upset. You know, just don't do it again to her, you know. But this is like, you're really making this company look bad.
Yeah.
We're going to have to, you know, penalize you. Jesus.
And it says, please be advised that our expectation is that a professional and helping manner will be maintained at all times. What? That's what it was. I was helping.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
You're only ever allowed to do nice things for people if they ask for it,
yeah.
apparently. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's condescending. Dude, I don't know. I'm not feeling it today. This is ridiculous. We got one voicemail.
All right, let's play it.
Yeah. That came from Miss Nick. Apparently, ooh. She was getting her groove on somewhere.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah.
No, like, did you really listen to that?
Yeah.
It sounded like there were, like, two black dudes railing some chick.
Mm.
Like, Miss Nick? Like, what is she doing?
Maybe balls hit the phone, dialed us. I mean, they call that a ball dial.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
What are black people doing in Britain? Jesus Christ.
Nothing good.
Yeah, they're up
Nothing
to no good.
Good. They're always up to no good.
Oh, that's horrible.
Worst show ever. I don't even... You know what?
What?
I felt actually pretty good about this before we started doing it. And then somehow it fell apart.
I'm sorry.
It's not all... Well, it's not all your fault. it's not really your fault at all. I don't know. It just all kind of fell apart. One thing I almost feel weird about bringing up now because of the way the show has gone so far, because of the quality of our performance in this episode, is I was going to bring up that we got a bunch of donations recently, and mm-hmm. I wasn't going to name names or amounts, but from a few different people, and they were quite awesome.
Mm,
and yes. Now I actually feel sort of bad, like I need to refund their money.
Oh, God.
But thank you. That was awesome.
Yes, thank you.
We were having some technical difficulties earlier, and you might have even heard some fuck-ups in here somewhere because the equipment is bugging out on me. I think maybe something happened to my sound card because I just recently put in a graphics card, and I think it's causing weird problems or something. Like, things are loose in there.
What irony.
The reason I bring it up is because there's this thing I want to get that will kind of solve the problem. And it'll solve another technical problem we've been having for a while, which is a hum that you may not hear, but I hear it, and it's horrible. And thanks to these donations, I am able to get it.
Yes.
So I wanted to let you know that your money was going to good use.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I think I might need to be done with this episode because I just can't. I don't know. I can't do it anymore.
All right.
I can't do it.
Let's end it.
So you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And you can check out the forums, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. And the Twitter and the Facebook, twitter.com/itchhat and facebook.com/itchhat.
Yes.
And I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe it's not as bad as I think it is, but it's pretty bad. So we'll check you next week.
Should do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.
Oh.